Hear the word of the Lord as it comes from Joshua chapter 14, verses 6 through 16. This takes place after the Israelites have come into the promised land and are beginning to divide up the territory among all the tribes. Now the men of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, at Kadesh Barnea about you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land. And I brought him back a report according to my convictions. But my brothers who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt with fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. So on that day, Moses swore to me, 'The land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly.' Now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years since the time he said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the desert. So here I am today, 85 years old. I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard then that the Anakites were there, and their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as he said." Then Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave him Hebron as his inheritance. So Hebron has belonged to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, ever since, because he followed the Lord, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly. Hebron used to be called Kiriath Arba, after Arba, who was the greatest man among the Anakites. Then the land had rest from war. This is the word of the Lord.
So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your presence today. We ask you, God, to bless us, and we ask you to speak to all of us today. We need encouragement from your word. And we pray, God, to preparing our hearts and our mind to receive the word of God, to help us to move forward in our life. I pray for my brothers and my sister here today to help them to focus in your presence during this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today I'm going to preaching about one of my favorite characters in the Bible, Caleb, son of Jephunneh. In Hebrew, on Arabic, we say it like Caleb ibn Jephunneh. I know like this is different name here, and I know like 100% we not, I think we called many different names, not same the names. But for my accent, we called Caleb, son of Jephunneh. I'm not joking, and I don't know how old are you. But if you are 85 years old, don't tell me about your age. But if you are 85 years old, I can encourage you today to say like you are still young. And to be honest, this is one of my favorite characters because this man, he said like, "I am today 85 years old, maybe younger more than you. But I am still as strong today. I'm still strong. I am still have desire to serve God." This man, even, I don't know like about American culture for age, but if we called him his old man because he is 85 years old. But this man, he lives as a young person. His heart is younger more than his age. And the sadness, some people, they are young, but they live old age, right? And today I want to encourage you about this character to help you to move forward in your life, because this is amazing story about Caleb. And I know, like Neil last week, he preaching about Zacchaeus, and he said like he was short, and this is matching with his size. I'm not sure about Caleb is short or not, but I believe he's a strong man. I think he's matching with my personality. But one of the things about Caleb, why I choose this character? This man, he born in Egypt. And I know, like all of you know, that I born in Egypt, right? God promised him to help him to go the promised land. And he stayed like 40 years in desert, try to figure out to go the promised land with Israel after they went out from Egypt. Before I came here in America, you know, like most of the media in Middle East, they called America is dreamland, right? Or we can change the name, it's a promised land for a lot of immigrant people. And this is true. I'm not saying that this land is an easy land. No, it's hard and difficult. It's hard to start your life from the beginning, from zero. It's hard to leave your community, your society, your people, your family, and you can come here to the dream land or promised land. But in fact, this land is full with milk and the honey for a lot of people. And I appreciate about America, because this country blessed a lot of people in all the world. And I can call America is my second country for me. I born in Egypt, but I have American citizen. I still appreciate and love this country because I feel so blessed to leave my country and come here in this land. So, as you know about his story, Caleb's story, let me ask you some question before we go to talk about this story. How many of you today has desire to serve God? If you want to deserve God, please raise your hand. Please, up. Thanks be God, all of you. You are honest, right? I trust in you. I believe in you. Let me ask you another question. How many of you thinking that it's impossible to serve God because for your age? Can you raise your hand? That's good. That is good. You still have energy to serve God. But if you struggle about your life, if you still thinking that this is not good time to serve God because I am old, maybe I can't, because maybe I am not good enough, maybe because I am not confident for myself, maybe because it's too late. It's too late to serve God. I lost my age. I lost my life. And I cannot serve God. I cannot be involved in the ministry because life is gone. I think it's time to give up. I just want to go in church to worship on Sunday, and that's it. I tell you something. This character today, they can encourage us that whatever you have in your life, whatever you struggle in your life, you still have hope to serve God. You still have energy. If you trust in God, if you trust that God can use you, whatever your age, if you are 85 years old or maybe less, maybe up, but I believe God can use you to serve in your kingdom. Amen? If you believe in that, if you believe that God can use you, whatever your age, I believe God will use you. And this character can encourage us to thinking about how can we serve God in many different ages. It doesn't matter if you are young or old. This message can encourage you if you are young or if you are old. I'm sorry, I try to use this word. I'm sorry if this word can hurt you, okay? But To be honest, this is why the Bible teaches us. This man, he was old, but still strong. Who is Caleb? Who is Caleb, son of Jephunneh? As I told you, Caleb born in Egypt as a slave. He came from Gentile background. His mom, she was Jewish, but his father is Gentile. He's not from Jewish by birth. But he became son of tribe of Judah. So his grandfather came from Judah background. His story appears in Book of Numbers, chapter 13 and 14. They're talking about he was 40 years old. He became one of the 12 spies. Are you familiar with this story? After the children of God, Israel, went out from Egypt, what happened? They stay in desert between Egypt and the promised land. Moses chooses 12 spies. I don't like this word. I talk with Jewish friend. They said, like, we not use this word, spy. But Moses, he chose 12 people. Everyone come from different tribes from Israel. Caleb and Joshua, there is the two people. They come from Judah background. What happened? Moses sent them to investigate the promised land before they go. And what happening, Moses is waiting from them to give them a report about the land. So there is 12 people. So Caleb and Joshua, they give very good report about the promised land. The 10 spies, they give bad report about promised land. And I will mention about that later. But what happening, Caleb, he said, like, the land was full with milk and honey. The land is not easy. It's difficult. We saw the large cities. We saw people stronger than us. But we can go and take it. Why Caleb said that? Because he believed and he trust that God, he promised them that they give them the promised land. And he believed that God will keep his promise. The 10 spies, he said, yes, we saw that the land is full with milk and honey, but we cannot go and take it. Why? Because we saw people strong more than us. We saw that the city is very large. If we go and go in the promised land, of course we lose. And what happening? We see, like, Caleb has different spirit. Different one. He said, like, we can go and we can take the promised land. Caleb, man of faith, he has faith in God that God will use him to be a leader for Israel and lead them to go in the promised land. A man of faith, he has faith in God. It's like He bought, like Caleb was man who lived, most of us would like to live, putting his faith, his trust in God to handle the dangers around him. We have a lot of things in our life, dangerous, we have circumstances, but he bought his faith in God. He bought his trust in God, that God will use him and he leads the people to go in the promised land. And now, if we go back in Numbers chapter 13 and verse 30, they say, like, Caleb tried to encourage the Israel people. Why? What happening? After the 10 spies gave bad report to Moses, what happening with Israel people? They become so angry with Moses. They blame God. They said, like, why God allow us to leave Egypt and to die here in desert? What happens, the 10 spies people, they try to scare people. They try to talk in negative. So the people, they are afraid to go to the promised land. But what happened with Caleb? Caleb, he said, we should go up and they take this land. We can certainly do it. We can do it. So Caleb, he has different report. And the Bible said to us, like, by faith, we can bless God. By faith, we can do it everything. By faith, we can overcome about any challenges in our life. I don't know about your challenges right now. I don't know about what you suffering, like what you suffering from now. But I believe if you put trust in God, I believe God will use you to overcome the challenge in your life. And if we make just compare between the Caleb and the 10 spies, we see like Caleb and Joshua, these two men, they both trust in God that they able to go to the promised land. The 10 spies, he said, no, we cannot go to the promised land. Why? Because they not trust in God. They trust in themselves. They not trust that God is able. We do not trust that God can keep his promise. So that this, the two spies is totally different. But the two men, Caleb and Joshua, they rejoice that God was giving to them this land by faith. He didn't see anything now. And the 10 spies, they try to scare people and challenge people. They're not going to be taking the promised land. I tell you something. You know, like, we trust in the majority in our culture, right? We never trust in the minorities here. Like, if you have, like, for example, I give example from Calvin Church. If our session, they want to take decision about the church, and we have like 12 elders, 10 of our elders, they agree together to take this decision. Two from our elders decided to not go for this decision because they see like this decision maybe can affect in the church. If we bring this report to the church today, how can we trust in two people? Of course, and normal, we trust in 10 people. That's correct? We always trust in majority. We never trust in minority. But what's happening, the two people, they're trusting in God. Why? Because they put their trust in God. What's happening? Do you know like how many years is the Israel people stay in desert before they go in promised land? Do you know how many years? 40 years. Do you know how many people they went out from Egypt at this time? The Bible said like there are 600,000. This does not include women and the children. If you say like this include women and the children, at least 2 million people, they went out from Egypt. Do you know how many people from this people, from this generation, went to the promised land? Do you know how many people? How many people from 2 million, from 600,000? Do you know how many people they went to the promised land? Only two people, Caleb and Joshua. Why, what's happening? After that, this generation become angry with God. They become blame God. They said, like, why you let us to went out from Egypt? Why you let us to die here in desert? What happening? God told them, there is no one from you cannot enter the promised land. No one except Caleb and Joshua. Because God went to bless them. So sometimes, I'm not saying like don't trust in the majority, but I'm saying like trust in God before people. This is why I want to encourage you. If you have some things in your life, if you have decision in your life, it's good to ask people for advice, but it's good to ask God first and listen to God's voice. Number two about Caleb. Caleb is the example of courage. He tried to courage people. He tried to courage the Israel people, but they don't listen to him. What's happening after the 10 spies gave bad report about the promised land? You know, like what's happening, like if you go back in Numbers chapter 13, The Bible said, like, he and Joshua Caleb reported just the opposite, that in fact Caleb quieted or silent the people before Moses, and he said, let us go at once. He tried to encourage people. He tried to help people to trust in God. But what happened, people didn't listen to him. They tried to kill him after that because they do not trust in God. Do not trust that God is able. And again, we need to trust in God. We need to put our trust in God. You know, like sometimes we're hearing, if you surround with people, they have always negative thought, negative attitude, and you are a part of the, do you know what's happening? Like later, the negative attitude, they become part from your personality. Honesty. If you surround with positive people, what's happening? You will thinking positive in your life. You will see that they have, you have like positive attitudes about your life. This is why I encourage all of you today to surround with positive people, not with negative people. I don't know how many of you suffering from people who are talking negative all the time. But I believe all of us, we have experience about that, right? I believe that people give you bad word about yourself. And the bad thing is we put our value with what people thinking about us. And this is not true. Do you know why? Because your value is what God said about you, not what people said about you. So if you receive any bad words from people, please don't believe it. Don't trust. If people said like you are not good, you are old, you cannot do it, you are not good enough, don't listen to that. Try to refuse this message because your value is coming what God said about you. You are a child of God and God loves you and God will take care about you if you trust in him, if you believe in him. And I want to encourage you today also about another point about Caleb as example, like a motivation to follow Lord of all. Like Caleb, he tried to motivate simply with people. He tried to encourage them. He tried to give them energy and faith and hope to go and go to the promised land. But again, even if you tried to push them, you couldn't. He didn't listen to them. This is why what's happening after that, God punished these people. No one from them enters the promised land. But from Caleb's story, because he motivated these people to go and he trust in God, he believe in God, God led him to use his life to be blessing from all people, like as a leader for Israel and also as a servant of God, because he put his trust in God. God gave him full life as well, because what God blessed him. As I told you, like God led Caleb and Joshua only two people to go in the promised land instead of 600,000 people. You know, even Moses, you know, Moses couldn't go in promised land because Moses, he died in the mountain. But he saw it. He saw the promised land, but he couldn't go in the promised land. The only Joshua and Caleb, he went to the promised land. He received the blessing from Joshua because after he went to talk with Joshua, he said, like, I am 85 years old now. I'm still strong. Give me this mountain. Give me this land. What's happening? Joshua blessed Caleb and gave it to him, the land. And I want to encourage you today, if you believe in God, if you trust in God, God will give you what you want. Honesty. If you believe and trust in God, God will give you what you want. Right? What you want. Another thing is about, and I mentioned about that, about God. I talk about Caleb and Joshua, but also I want to talk about what is, who is God in this story. We see that God keeps his promise in his this story. God keeps his promise. Do you know what's happening if you go back in Numbers chapter 14 and verses 24? This is what God said about Caleb. He said, like, but because my servant Caleb has different spirit and follow me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land he wanted to. I give it to him and his children. So God keep his promise. What happening after 40 years, God give Caleb the land. You know, this happened for almost when Caleb was 45 years. And now Caleb become 85 years old, and God never forget his promise. I don't know about you, but I want to encourage you. Do you have any promises from God in your life? And do you feel this is, it take long time that God answer your prayer? I tell you, like, I want to encourage you today that God will keep his promise to you. Even if you wait for 40 years, but God can answer your prayer. I can't believe it. Like, how can Caleb, like, waiting God for 40 years? Like, if we have prayer request and God not answer our prayer for 1 day or 1 week or 2 weeks, he said, I think God not bless us because not answer our prayer. But Caleb, waiting for 40 years, and God keep his promise. He never lose his faith and his trust in God. Never. And the what happening, he said to Joshua, I am still as strong today as day Moses sent me out. Give me this mountain. Give me this land. I can do it. I don't know, like, how his energy Caleb has to ask Caleb to give him the mountain, to give me him the hard land. But because he trusts in God, he trusts in himself. I want to encourage you today, trust in God and to trust in yourself. There is some lessons we can learn from Caleb. Caleb used the eyes of faith. And we need to use the eyes of faith. We, as a Presbyterian members, we like to see something by eyes, right? Sometimes we don't believe in miracles. We need to see something visual. But Caleb, he uses the eyes of faith. We need to change this attitude. We need, if we want to trust in God, we have to use the eyes of faith to trust in him. Do you know what happened when Jesus said in Mark chapter 11? He said, like, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Do you believe in that? When you pray and ask God to give you something, do you believe that God will give it to you? Or maybe you say, like, maybe God will give it to me. If you say, like, maybe, you are not 100% believe that God will give it to you. If you believe that God will give you the things, believe it. Not like 50% or 90%, but 100%. Do you know why? Because it's not about you. It's about God. The Bible said also, for we live by faith, not by sight. And I want to encourage you to live by faith. You know, like I tell you something, to be honest, for my experience with student in campus, these young kids, they struggle a lot about society, commitment society, and they have suicide thought. And when I talk with someone of them, why you think about that? Why you want to kill yourself? They said, because I don't have any meaning in my life. I want to give up. And also my experience as a chaplain in hospital, when I visit patients, they struggle, they give up quickly. And they always called the chaplain to encourage them. When I visit them in room, I said, like, how do you feel now? He said, like, I feel I want to give up. And I don't know what is mean of give up. I said, like, tell me more. What do you mean to give up? He said, I'm suffering a lot in my life. I am sick for a long time. And I want to give up. I want to die. I said, why you don't have hope? Why you not trust that God can change this situation in your life? I said, I can't believe it because I'm not trusting God. I said, can you try to trust in him instead of give him? And I want to encourage you guys to trust in him even if sometimes you feel you need to give up. I want to encourage you, don't give up in your life. Be a good fighter in your life. I visit one patient. She went to the hospice. You know, like the patient will go to hospice. Do you know why? Because they live 6 months or less. They can die after 1 week or 1 month or some days. This lady, she go back in hospice for 6 times. She lived 12 years. Can you imagine? And her age like 102. And she has hope in life. You know, she fight the good fighter women. And everyone, if the doctor called her, said, hey, how you doing? He said, I'm still alive. And she go in hospice, honestly, she go in hospice 6 times, but she good fighter. She fight in life. So I want to encourage you in this story, like, don't give up in your life. Try to have hope. Whatever the result, put your trust in God. Amen? Amen? I want to tell you about also Caleb and Troy encourage people by word. The second lesson we can see, your words are powerful. Do you understand what you mean? Do you know like how many times we hurt people and killed people by words? Do you know how many people, they really die because they receive bad words from people? I'm trying to learn it from my life to not use bad words, because all of us, we use bad words. But your words are powerful. They can change people in good direction or in bad direction. The Bible said, like tough words in different translation, are like sword, can, like some transition, it's like knife, can kill people. Can you imagine your word, like sword, like knife, can kill people or can encourage people as well? The Bible also said, like, death and the life in the power of the tongue. Do you know, like, your tongue has death or life? And those who love it will eat its fruit. So pray to God and say, God, please use my tongue to bring life. Instead, drink death. Your family, your children, your friends. But your words are powerful. So like what happened with 10 spies. The 10 spies, they let people become angry with God, angry with Moses. All of them, they die, except Caleb. And this is my prayer. The mighty Lord had taught me what to say so that I can strengthen the worry. Every morning, he makes me eager to hear what is going to teach me. And this is my prayer every day, to ask God to teach you how can you use your word to encourage people, to help people, to bring life and the healing. Be patient, number 3, for the lesson there. Be patient for God's promise. Be patient. I know, like, in for this culture, as I said, it's hard to be patient, right? But I want to encourage you, be patient with God's promise. The Bible said the end of something is better than its beginning, right? When I came here in America, I was suffering a lot. I decided many times to go back to Egypt. I asked God many questions, why God brought me to come here. For almost 3 or 4 years, struggle about the big question, why I'm suffering here? Why I'm here alone? Why I left my church in Egypt? Why I left my family in Egypt? And I try to figure out why I'm here. But I tell you something. Now, after 10 years, I can tell you the end of something is better than its beginning. I feel so blessed. I'm not saying like I'm not missing my family or my church or my country. I still miss them. But I say like God bless me more here as well. If you struggle in your life, believe that the end of something is better than the beginning. Amen? The Bible said, like, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they cry out. Don't stay like, don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, bring your request to God. Amen? Caleb, follow God from your heart. And I want to encourage all of you today. You need to refresh your faith in God. I talked with someone. He born as a Christian person. He attended with the church for a long time ago. But when we're talking about salvation, he said, do you believe that if you die now, you will go in heaven? He said, I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know about you, but I want to encourage you, if you follow God from your heart, you have to make sure 100%. If you die today, you will go in heaven. It's not like 5%. It's not like 90%. It's 100%. Do you believe in that? Do you believe in that? Do you believe that you are ready if Jesus comes today? You are make sure 100% you will go in heaven? How many believe in that? I believe in that. Thanks be God. You know, like Kelly follow God from his heart, and I want to encourage you to follow God also from your heart. And the last thing is, number 5 before that, that being good fighter in your life. Being good fighter. Don't give up quickly. Being good fighter in your life. Fight in healthy way. Not in bad way, like Caleb. Caleb, he went to Joshua and he said, give me this mountain. I can do it. He was a good fighter. He was like 85 years old, but he said, give me this mountain. I don't know about your mountain, but everyone has different mountain in your life. And I want to encourage you to be a good fighter and ask God to give this your mountain. You know, like some people, he said, like, yo, oh my goodness, my cross is heavy more than anyone because my problem is bigger more than anyone. This is what you think. If you're talking with another person, he said, no, my problem is bigger more than anyone in the world. It doesn't matter about your problem or situation. It's about your trust in God. Be fighter. Like women, she lived 102 in hospice. She lived for 12 years because she was a good fighter, woman. I think she's still alive until now. I'm not sure, but I visited her for almost 1 year. But be fighter in your life. Don't give up. Don't say like it's too late. I am old. My age not helping me to do that. There is a lot of opportunity for you to serve God. Amen? The last one, and I will close in then, as I told you, surround yourself with positive people. Please do that. You know, like positive people don't just have a good day, but they make a good day. Do you know what the difference? Like some people said, like, I can be positive if I have a good day. What about if you have a bad day? Can you change your attitude? You can make your day good or bad. It depends about your thinking, right? The positive person are empowered people. They refuse to blame others and are not victims in life. You know, it's easy to blame others. It's easy to blame God. It's easy to blame people, say like, you do that for me. But the positive people do not blame others. Amen? And again, like you said, if you are if you are always with negative people who complain about everything, you will become complainer and see the world as negative as you do. You might think you can stay positive and change them, but that is not going to be the case. They can change you. They can affect you if you stay with the negative people. Trust in God. Put your faith in God. Walk by faith, not by sight. And surround yourself with positive people. I want to encourage you today like Caleb. Don't say it's too late to serve God. It's too late to be involved in a church. Whatever you're young or old, God can use you and they bless you. Amen? All right, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word today. And we ask you, God, to use this word for your glory. And we ask God to use us for your glory. Help us to trust in you. Help us to believe in you. Help us to believe that you are able. You can change everything. And forgive us, God, as we not trust in you when we have circumstances, when we have a challenge in our life. But help us to be like Caleb. He trusted in you. He followed you. And he enters the promised land. Help us to not see the promised land like Moses. Help us to go the promised land, which is the land full of the honey and milk. Thank you, God, for this message. And thank you, God, for your children today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.